What does it mean to be an American? What are the shared beliefs and goals that bring us together? These questions will be explored in a new documentary, American Creed. It features former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, historian David M. Kennedy, and Chicago Cubs manager Joe Madden. In the film, Joe talks about the Hazleton Integration Project, which was spurred by a visit to his hometown.
I thought the town looked dark. The infrastructure was horrible, the sidewalks were broken, and you could actually feel the fear among the folk. And the real seminal moment occurred at a daycare center on a Sunday after these folks had gone to church, Hispanic families, and they had a potluck thing going on post-Sunday morning church like we all did back in the day. That one thing that really resonated to me at that conversation, I said, what do you really need? They said, we need something for after school. We're still working, and these kids come home and they're stuck at home with no supervision. Bad stuff happens. So
before long, a new community center was opened, and HIP, the Hazleton Integration Project, was born.
Hopefully, what it does is building relationships. Nothing works without that. If you and I build a relationship, you and I are going to start trusting one another. At that point, pretty much, we could almost do anything together. But unless we build this relationship first, this other stuff doesn't happen.
Chicago Cubs manager and Hazleton native Joe Madden. More stories of people working to improve their communities in the documentary American Creed, premiering on WVIA-TV Tuesday, February 27th at 9 p.m. And please join us the following evening at 7 as WVIA and Bloomsburg University host a free screening of the film in Gross Auditorium of Carver Hall. Then WVIA's Larry Voitko will lead a community conversation with a panel of special guests and audience participation taped for TV broadcast. To register, go to WVIA.org.
You've been hearing about that special event at Bloomsburg University that will take place next week, involving students and faculty, most especially from the history and political science departments, with members of the community at large and other campus participants. The history and political science departments at Bloomsburg fall under the umbrella of the liberal arts programs of study. Also under the liberal arts, we find art and art history, mass communications, music, theater, and dance. And those disciplines will host their own event for the community on Saturday, March 3rd, A Taste of the Arts. Dr. Stephen Clickard is chair of the Department of Music, Theater, and Dance, and he fills us in about the arts at Bloomsburg University.
We've got a number of departments that are contained within the Center for Visual and Performing Arts. So we've come together as disparate departments and come together to do some different initiatives that we can do together and share faculty, share students, and make some great art exhibits, both performance and visual arts, available to the public and to the community, the students, and the university at large. Within the Center for Visual and Performing Arts, we have music, theater, and dance. We have art and art history. We have mass communications. We have creative writing. So all of those will be getting together to work on this Taste of the Arts event.
And I think the metaphor of tasting is a wonderful one for this, because it is like a buffet, isn't it?
It really is, yes, with things happening all day long.
Where have you decided to do this, and how will everything be arrayed?
Sure, we are at the Caldwell Consistory, which is in downtown Bloomsburg, 150 Market Street.
And that's a venerable old building, isn't it?
It is. It's beautiful inside. There's multiple floors, and we are going to be providing different events on two of those floors, the ground floor and the beautiful theater on the second floor. We'll have things up there as well.
And so things will be happening simultaneously, and people can make the rounds?
Sort of. We've got an ongoing art demonstration, printmaking exhibition that goes on during the whole time. And you can be involved in that, sit down, watch the printmaking. You can pick out prints and they'll print things for you. It's really kind of a neat exhibit, as well as exhibitions of student work in that same room, which is the column room on the ground floor of the Caldwell. But in addition to all of that happening, every 10 minutes we've got a different performance going on in any of two floors. So the first hour is downstairs in the mural room. The second hour is upstairs in the stage theater, and then the third hour is back downstairs in the mural room, and you can visit whatever you would like to visit on any of those two floors, or you can take one of those 10-minute sections off and go down and visit the art demonstrations. We also have food and refreshments there as well that are free, and people can partake in that as well.
And you've had a great success with these tastes in the past, haven't you?
We have. It's been fantastic. We usually have 400 or so people there watching at any one time, split between the different events.
And what's the overall vision, would you say, if push came to shove, what kinds of things do Bloomsburg students and faculty think about the arts in our world today?
Well, I think we feel that the arts are vitally important, especially in the day and age that we're in now. And I think the real meaning of being human comes through what we do in the arts. And the arts can say so much about feelings, about the human condition, that can't be said really, I think, as well or as instinctually as you can through the arts. So I think really that's our focus of things, and really getting to the heart of creativity for the students so that they are learning to... Well, for us, as an educational institution, we're looking at increasing their skill level in their particular chosen art so that they can express themselves freely within that medium, whatever medium they've chosen. And then I think the second part of this, and what's so important for the Center for Visual and Performing Arts, is bringing those experiences and the culmination of that work out to the public and letting them see what it is that we're doing, what's possible in the arts, and hopefully bridging gaps between the community and the university.
And ideally, your theater people and musicians would be used to having an audience, but maybe the printmakers wouldn't be so used to having an audience.
That's true. It gives the artists, I think, a little bit more chance to interact in that way. You know, whether you've got the artists there standing with their works, talking to the people who are viewing them, letting them understand what the process was, maybe what the motivation behind the artwork is, what are the techniques they use to create it. All of those things really gives the students a chance to hone their skills in being eloquent about their art form.
And you're a musician. Tell us a little bit more about what musicians and what kinds of music might be on hand.
We've got a number of different musical contributions. So the whole afternoon, which starts at 2:00, starts with our pep band doing some rousing music to get us started. But then vocally, we have our Husky Singers, which is our all-men's choir that will be singing. We've got the all-women's chorale, which is also going to be singing, and then the concert choir. And then instrumentally, we have the percussion ensemble, the guitar ensemble. This year, for the first time, we're going to have a string quartet performing. And then the afternoon will actually close with our jazz ensemble going on. And then theater-wise, we've got a couple of different theater performances, and they're doing some small scenes. And then a dance performance will be in there as well. And then from the creative writing side, we've got some creative writing students who are going to be reciting their works as well. And then Mass Communications also will be there talking about projects that they're doing in video and any research that they've been doing there. And we'll have an ongoing video presentation set up for them to do other student works which are not being necessarily highlighted with a talk of any kind.
When you first launched the concept of A Taste of the Arts, maybe you were a little conservative. It just sounds like it's blooming.
It absolutely has. Yeah, we've included more. We've reached out to, well, for instance, Mass Communication was not originally part of the Taste, and we thought there is so much creative energy being spent there as they're putting together their presentations and their artwork. Some of them are doing documentaries. It's very interesting what they're doing, so we're so glad to have them on board to join us with this.
Dr. Stephen Clickard, Chair of the Department of Music, Theater, and Dance at Bloomsburg University, speaking with us about Bloomsburg's Center for Visual and Performing Arts hosting A Taste of the Arts on Saturday, March 3rd from 2 to 5 in the afternoon at the Caldwell Consistory in Bloomsburg. And the event is free, open to the public, light refreshments offered. For more information on the web, bloomu.edu/CVPA. bloomu.edu/CVPA. It's Saturday, March 3rd. at the Caldwell Consistory in Bloomsburg, A Taste of the Arts, hosted by the Center for Visual and Performing Arts at Bloomsburg University.